Dear friends in Christ, one of the most fascinating individuals in Scripture is the disciple Peter. He was a witness of Christ's earthly ministry and made the first famous confession, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," and on this confession, the church continues to build its faith. This makes Peter different from all other disciples and Christians. He was a leader and a pillar of Jerusalem, and he was a disciple called directly by Jesus Christ. The church also sees to see in him a strong, passionate, and proud person with a beard and a fiery soul, and whose relentless pursuit for Jesus Christ stands out among all the other disciples. His name also implies rock, which says that his faith is unwavering in view of temptation and persecution. However, on a few occasions, quite many actually, we also see the other side of Peter, his weakness and his failures. He was not that strong and sturdy after all. He denied Jesus Christ 3 times, though he insisted that even if he were to die with Jesus, he would not deny him. And on another occasion, you will remember that when Jesus Christ approached him walking on water, Peter hurried out to meet him. But unfortunately, his faith left him and he began to sink. And finally, there is this other story where he caused this trouble in Antioch, confusing Christian freedom and the gospel with the law, and not eating anymore with the Gentiles, so that the Apostle Paul had to step forward and rebuke him. We really love this Peter, don't we? Why? Because he is like us. He has his ups and downs. He cries and he weeps and he repents over his sin. But then he also falls back into this bold and prideful thought that we all have, that we can love and follow the Lord on our own strength, only to discover that we can't. But the Lord Jesus Christ does not abandon him. Our text this morning focuses not so much on Peter, but on Christ himself. It is Jesus Christ who comes forward, takes up this initiative to call somebody, not Peter. Christ does not forsake him. He does not shun him as a disciple, but approaches him again and again, picks him up, and now he lets Peter know that he is to do the ministry and continue the shepherding ministry after Christ's ascension. And as we all know, through this ministry, the Lord leads him on a mission right up to martyrdom. Christ calls Peter here 3 times. "Do you love me?" And Peter responds, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." It seems that Jesus Christ wants to take Peter back to his denial, and he wants to show him that leading a ministry or being taken into the ministry is evidence of God's sheer grace. For as things stood for Peter, he had no right for a place in the ministry of the Lord. The last few Sundays, I attended the ordination of a couple of graduates, and this text here, "Feed my sheep," is a text read for the institution of the pastoral ministry. The Lord wants others, after Peter, to take up the office of shepherds, of overseers, and of bishops of the flock. Many have said and would say that Peter here is the supreme head on earth over all the apostles and the entire church of Christ. But the Lutheran Church has made Peter's ministry equal with all the other apostles, and it has also applied this text and most of its aspects to the pastoral ministry of today. So, for this reason, Peter serves for us also as a comforting example of God's grace for all us who serve in the ministry of word and sacrament. We are all not perfect. We will fail in many ways. But the word of the Lord that we preach and the sacraments that we administer matter not on the basis of our worthiness, but surely because the Lord uses them and speaks through them. And the Lord is patient with us, and he forgives us, and that forgiveness which we preach is also intended for us, as it is also for all the sheep. The pastoral ministry here is also placed in the context of love. The Lord loves us, and we love the Lord and the sheep. We willingly serve the Lord out of love. We are not his slaves, groaning and moaning under the burden of the ministry for the fear of his wrath. We don't take the words of the Lord as commands divorced from the gospel of forgiveness. And so, as we enter the ministry, we may always approach the Lord with the words and the wish that he may also strengthen our faith, that it may never stop, and that we may not fall into one error after the other. And still, if that happens, we also have the confidence that he again will lift us up, just as he has never failed to pick up Peter the Apostle. In Jesus' name, amen.